Donald Trump rips far-left Christianity Today magazine for endorsing impeachment. By Charlie Spiering on December 20, 2019. President Donald Trump reacted Friday to Christianity Today magazine and an article it published endorsing impeachment. Trump described the magazine as far-left and noted that although it was founded by Billy Graham, it had not been involved with the Graham family for years. A far-left magazine, or very progressive, as some would call it, which has been doing poorly and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president, Trump wrote on Twitter. The magazine editor-in-chief Mark Galli wrote Trump's interactions with the president of Ukraine was profoundly immoral and even criticized the president's Twitter account. His Twitter feed alone, with its habitual string of mischaracterizations, lies, and slanders, is a near-perfect example of a human being who is morally lost and confused, he wrote. Galli endorsed impeachment and called for Trump to be removed, criticizing his blackened moral record. That he should be removed, we believe, is not a matter of partisan loyalties but loyalty to the creator of the Ten Commandments, he wrote. Trump fired back against the editorial, noting all of the important gains for Christians in the United States since he was elected. No president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close, he wrote. You'll not get anything from those Dems on stage. I won't be reading ET again. Reverend Billy Graham's son Franklin responded to the editorial on Facebook. My father knew Donald Trump, he believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump, Graham wrote. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. Graham said that his father would be very disappointed with the opinion article in the magazine that he founded. Christianity Today has been used by the left for their political agenda, he wrote. It's obvious that Christianity Today has moved to the left and is representing the elitist liberal wing of evangelicalism.